They get it into Thornhill.
Get the shot up.
They get it to Engjoff.
This is the play you've been drilling in all those times in practice.
Thornhill over to Engjoff. Damos Den. Just throws it off for the championship. Yeah! 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 His teammates mob the court. Yeah!
That's a fact. 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 How I wish I was in Sherbrooke now. Coming to you live-ish from the beautiful rolling hills of the Eastern Townships, you've tuned in to 88.9 CJMQ. I'm your host, Matt McRae, and welcome to the show. Your home for sports talk. What a great Tuesday evening show we have for you, folks. We are going to discuss a man in Nunez defeating Canadian Montreal-born Felicia Spencer over the weekend live from Las Vegas, Nevada at UFC 250. Speaking of the UFC, Conor McGregor announces his retirement via Twitter again. Is it for real? Is it a publicity stunt? Is it just revenge at Dana White? We'll take a deeper dive. The NHL is in phase two. Your Montreal Canadiens will be facing the Pittsburgh Penguins if everything goes according to plan. The NBA looks at their move to the hub city of Orlando, quarantining their players in the world of Walt Disney to get the National Basketball Association back on track. Lots of Black Lives Matter tweets and peaceful protests over the weekend as close to home as here in Sherbrooke and in Montreal. Lots of athletes and celebrities make their voices heard over various social media platforms. Speaking of which, Drew Brees apologizes for his comments last week. We have actual sports to look at. We've got the NASCAR where Kevin Harvick wins down in Atlanta. The PGA Tour is back. Professional tennis is back. The Quebec government announces their regulations for us to play sports again in mid-June. We've got soccer, we've got softball, we've even got some yoga. And ESPN has an amazing Bruce Lee documentary, Be Water. We take a closer look at the new sports documentary craze going along. The Major League Baseball talks are still far apart. We've got the NFL kneeling debate, Colin Kaepernick and his protest against police and their brutality as real as ever. We've got a titanium taking the townships. We've got Dingo's flashback track. We have a great Tuesday evening show for you, folks. Don't go anywhere. Again, I'm your host, Matt McRae, and this is The Show. It's a chill summer song edition. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back.
Oh,
wish I was in Sherbrooke now.
And welcome back to the show. What a beautiful Tuesday evening here in the townships. We'll get this segment started. It is our first segment. It is time for First and 10, where we talk about the top 10 hottest topics of sports over the weekend. You get the analysis off the top of my head, my opinions. Let's get it going. Number one, to Las Vegas, Nevada, Amanda Nunes defeating Canadian Felicia Spencer at UFC 250. Amanda Nunes, the double champion, now reaching a lifetime 20 wins in MMA in a dominant five-round decision. Spencer was essentially Nunes's punching bag over and over, taking shots. This one was never really in question. Good on the Montreal-born Canadian fighter, now falling to 8-2 lifetime in the MMA. She was just outclassed, outgunned in every facet of the game. It was a good pay-per-view. Dana White was happy to probably see a big name in there. The UFC still struggling with guys like John Bones Jones and Conor McGregor in huge disagreements, contract disputes with Dana White and pay grade. So they're looking for nothing but good news coming. So with Amanda Nunes, the dominant, most dominant women's champion in the history of the UFC, adds another name to the list. Good on Felicia Spencer again for lasting the five-round championship decision, but she was never really in it, taking shot after shot, but good on her. And number two, we stick to the UFC and Conor McGregor. He announced on Twitter that he is retiring from professional fighting. And I quote Conor McGregor saying, "Hey guys, I've decided to retire from fighting. Thank you all for the amazing memories. What a ride it has been. Here's a picture of myself and my mother in Las Vegas post one of my world title wins. Pick the home of your dreams, Mags. I love you. Whatever your desire, it's yours. I won't do it in a Conor McGregor accent, but here's a picture of me mother." There, you're welcome. But Conor McGregor, one of the biggest names in UFC at only age 31, retiring from professional fighting. Again, this isn't the first time he's done it, folks. So let's not get all up in a hustle and bustle. It's just a ploy in a fight against Dana White. He will be back. He's not retired. He went in depth later in an interview saying the game just does not excite me, and that's that. McGregor said, "All this waiting around and there's nothing happening. I'm going through opponent options and there's nothing really there at the moment. There's nothing that really excites me. They should have just kept the ball rolling. I mean, why are they pushing for Khabib against Gaethje back in September? You know what's going to happen in September. Something else is going to happen in September, and it's not going to happen." So Khabib is the only opponent that McGregor seems to want. Khabib does not want to fight McGregor again, of course. McGregor losing to Khabib last time. This story's not over, folks. It's just a way of McGregor to stay relevant, stay in the news, stay in the headlines. But alas, it's another ploy. Dana White, it's not a good look that they're losing all their biggest stars and their biggest draws either to retirement, to free, or just to contract disputes and willing to go somewhere else. So not great news for the UFC, but again, it's the only sport that's been able to remain in the headlines. We gave kudos to Dana White just on last show talking about how he's been able to keep things on track. But let's be honest, there hasn't been the star power and the glitz and the glam. Nunes in the last UFC pay-per-view was probably the biggest name that we've seen in 2 months worth of fighting. So we'll see what happens. Bones Jones needs to get paid. McGregor is going to make a comeback. He just wants his opponent. It's his way of playing the media. It's his wrestler-like persona. So this story is not over. But again, on Sunday, taking to social media to kind of get the public up in arms. To number three, we go to the NHL now as phase two begins. Starting Monday, as 16 of the league's 24 teams in the return to play plan are hoping to open practice facilities this week. This comes to us from Darren Dreger from TSN. He took to Twitter over the weekend saying phase two is a different look across the NHL. 16 teams are hoping to open their facilities this week for an appointment training for a small group of players. So six Canadian clubs are amongst those 24 teams setting to resume play. Only the Toronto Maple Leafs and Edmonton Oilers were planning to get started yesterday on Monday to open their doors. The Montreal Canadiens are expected to open their doors later on this week, potentially Thursday, if everything goes according to plan. So we are in phase two. There's two more phases to go, but again, good news. No bad news is good news in this short-term COVID-19 pandemic era. So your Montreal Canadiens are going to gear up on Thursday, start showing up to training camp, and maybe, just maybe, starting to get ready to face Sidney Crosby, Yevgeny Malkin, and the Pittsburgh Penguins. Are you getting excited yet, folks? I'll believe it when I see it. But again, phase two. Phasers are set to two. We turn our phasers to number four and the National Basketball Association, the NBA. Lots of issues to discuss. Greg Popovich coming out over the weekend saying, and I quote, "He is embarrassed as a white person." That is the San Antonio Spurs head coach, the very vocal Greg Popovich. He has a very great podcast with Steve Kerr. If you want to check out the very, very poignant words shared amongst that podcast, The NBA are still talking about complications around the off-season ideas for NBA teams, getting players back in shape. The NBA is going to test players every night upon the return as they go to Disneyland. They are getting it set to be the hub city of the NBA and the playoffs. LeBron James and the Lakers are number one in the West, and the Milwaukee Bucks and Giannis Antetokounmpo. Your Toronto Raptors gearing up. Nick Nurse talking to some of his star players, guys like Kyle Lowry, Spicy P, Pascal Siakam, as they get set to defend their title. Will there be an asterisk beside the team that wins this year? Who knows? People just want to see basketball. So again, Walt Disney World in Orlando is getting set to be the host hub quarantine location for all of your NBA needs. To number five, we stick to the Black Lives Matter movement, the celebrity, the NBA players, the tweets coming across the weekend. Such notable athletes and celebrities such as Michael Jordan, Tiger Woods, LeBron James, the aforementioned Greg Popovich. We heard from The Rock, John Cena. From the NHL, PK Subban. Of course, we discussed Jonathan Taves' very poignant and very heartfelt comments last week. We had F1 driver Lewis Hamilton throwing his comments into the ring and his support for the movement. Everyone is debating Colin Kaepernick and him taking a knee. Now, even some debates of whether the NFL is going to support that after they were so against it in the past. Again, it's a very, you don't need to hear my opinion on it. My heart and support are with the peaceful protesters. Again, we had protests as close to home as Sherbrooke here over the weekend and again in Montreal. So much support to the movement. Something needs to be done as more support come out from athletes and celebrities. Donations of funds. DeMar DeRozan, former Toronto Raptor, was seen with Russell Westbrook and Kendrick Lamar over the weekend as well. So some great support being shown out there. And everybody hopefully being understanding that something truly does need to be done. To number six. Beep, beep. New Orleans Saints quarterback Drew Brees apologizes for his comments at the end of last week, turning many heads. Some of his teammates even coming out in the media telling him just to shut up. He came and apologized via social media, apologies that weren't really accepted. Is this going to affect his legacy? Words like legacy are being thrown around. Should he just retire now? Very, very serious stuff going on with Drew Brees down in New Orleans with the Saints. Even his wife, Brittany Brees, the founder of the Brees Dream Foundation, posted a message which featured two quotes from Martin Luther King Jr. and comments of her own that started with, "We are the problem." So in part of her message, Brittany Brees said, "We can feel good about educating our children about the horrors of slavery and history. We can read books to our children about Martin Luther King Jr., Malcolm X, Hank Aaron, Barack Obama, Rosa Parks, and Harriet Tubman, and feel like we're doing our part to raise our children to love, be unbiased, and with no prejudice. To teach them all about African Americans that have fought and risked their lives against racial injustice." So again, the star New Orleans Saints quarterback has a lot of making up to do, a lot of splaining to do, as he was just trying to voice his opinion and his support of the U.S. flag, but not a well-educated view, and the media and other celebrities and some of his teammates jumped all over him. So look for Drew Brees to do a redemption tour in 2020-2021 if the NFL resumes play as scheduled. Talking about play that is resumed as scheduled, we jump to actual sports. Over the weekend, we go to NASCAR with Kevin Harvick winning down in Atlanta. Points leader Kevin Harvick won the Folds Honor Quick Trip 500 at the Atlanta Motor Speedway on Sunday, crossing the finish line ahead of Kyle Busch and Martin Truex Jr. So Harvick cruises to a win, also in auto racing. Lewis Hamilton, a big sporting voice in the Black Lives Matter movement, prevented from doing his day job by the coronavirus outbreak. Formula One champion Lewis Hamilton is standing out during the pandemic through his passion for campaigning against racial injustice. So just yet another celebrity and another sports superstar throwing their support in the ring for this very powerful movement that is gaining momentum. We switch gears and we go to golf now. For the first time since March 12th, the PGA Tour is back and playing golf. This week, the game's top players will compete at the Charles Schwab Challenge in Fort Worth, Texas. In the pre-COVID-19 era, this would have been the week of the RBC Canadian Open, but that was canceled along with 10 other tournaments as golf gets set to restart. Here's where the golf world currently sits. So what will be different? There'll be no fans in attendance. On-site will be players, caddies, PGA Tour staff, approximately 300 volunteers, TV personnel, and ShotLink workers. There'll also be a mobile testing facility, which will provide tests for the entire tournament site, including players. Results will be known within 2 to 4 hours. Social distancing will be in effect, with players and caddies encouraged to keep apart from each other and other players during play. There'll be no stands or corporate hospitality tents, and a more scaled-down clubhouse and locker room facilities than they usually have. The electronic scoreboards will be on the course, and holes will be roped and staked. TV scaffolding will be in place, as will advertising signage on tees and around the green. So look for the golf to get back in action without fans in the new social distancing era. But hey, we're going to have golf on TV. We go to number 9, and speaking about what's on TV, the sports documentary era and boom continues with the latest ESPN 30 for 30 airing on Sunday, Bruce Lee, Be Water. This was terrific. A lot of stuff that I didn't know about the life and times of Bruce Lee. Maybe it's more my generation. I knew more about Brandon Lee and the tragic end to the son of Bruce Lee, who died in the shooting of the movie The Crow. But a lot of great stuff going on with Bruce Lee and Be Water and his very, very interesting time. I mean, he kind of got a spike in popularity with a cameo appearance or a character of his in the Quentin Tarantino movie Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, starring Leonardo DiCaprio and Brad Pitt. But this is just yet another one of the sports documentary boom that has been hitting the airwaves. Of course, we discussed last week the Lance Armstrong, Lance, ESPN 30 for 30, and the summer smash hit MJ's The Last Dance, the story of Michael Jordan behind the scenes of the 97-98 Chicago Bulls. Look for that trend to continue. There's another great one if you want to see. It's a Maradona, one of the last 30 for 30s. If you're into wrestling, there's a great Ric Flair out there. The WWE Network is currently three parts of a five-part documentary series all about The Undertaker. Anybody wants to see behind the scenes. And of course, there's an HBO-made documentary about Andre the Giant titled Andre that can be found on Crave TV. That is also a recommendation from me. And to number 10, speaking of recommendations, we go to the government website. We get the message from tourism and recreation, sporting and outdoor activities. This is from La Belle Province. This is from the government of Quebec. Resumption of outdoor recreational sports and leisure activities during COVID-19. Starting June 8th, following the recommendations issued by the Direction Nationale de la Santé Publique, organized and non-organized sports activities carried out individually or in a group will be permitted, provided they allow for the 2-meter physical distancing between individuals to be respected. All activities must be adapted to take into account the prevailing health measures. Businesses and organizations may offer these activities in all regions of Quebec, but it is advised that travel between regions or cities be avoided whenever possible. These activities may also be carried out by individuals with a disability, even if assistance is required. It is recommended that any person providing such assistance be part of the same household as the person requiring the assistance. If not, it is recommended that the person with the disability have their companion leadership card with them as a supporting document justifying their need. So for the present, group sports will have to be practiced in training mode only with no contact. Matches and local competitions may potentially resume around the end of June depending on how the situation develops. Further announcements will be made at a later date. That can be found online at quebec.ca/tourism-and-recreation/sports-and-recreation. Resumption outdoor recreation sports leisure activities. And there you have it. We've got our first and 10 in the books. What a weekend in sports it was. Thank you for joining us here on the airwaves, CJMQ 88.9. This is your home for sports talk in the Eastern Townships. I am your host, Matt McRae. We're going to keep this show a-rolling. We're going to jump to Dingo's flashback track. It's a summer chill theme song. We are going to go to the boys in Weezer and Island in the Sun. When we come back, you are going to hear our titanium take of the townships. It's a hard take. It's a great one. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back.
Drift into the zone on an island.
back to the show. That was the boys from Weezer with Island in the Sun in this summer chill themed edition of the show. So welcome back Tuesday evening. I'm your host, Matt McRae. You know what time it is. It is time for David Guetta. It is Sia. It is the titanium take of the townships. Hit my...
I'm bulletproof, nothing to lose. Fire away, fire away. Ricochet, you take your aim. Fire away, fire away. Shoot me down, but I'm a bone. I am titanium. Shoot me down, but I'm a bone. I am titanium.
For today's titanium take of the townships, our theme today is the word remember. Of course, the important things like remember to be patient, to be kind, to be respectful. But in this serious time of COVID-19, pandemic, and social distancing, the BLM movement going in the States, the peaceful protests going on all around North America, has anybody remembered our pending environmental crisis? I know. Today's Titanium Tank, it's going to be about lifting spirits, about levity, and a little bit of nostalgia. If you hear that music in the background, that is the glorious theme song from a great TV show of Cheers. So, well, today's about remembering, about going to a place where everyone knows your name. Remember bars? Remember patios? Remember happy hour and Sankasets? Remember campfires or acoustic guitars? Concerts? Movies? Sharing cigarettes, even for smokers? Hugs? High fives? Handshakes? Meeting new people, traveling? You remember that? It seems like so long ago. I was in social isolation completely by myself. I haven't had a hug in nearly 3 months. Remember playing sports, watching sports, sports in general on TV? Remember human contact? These interactions give us energy and help make our day what it is. People look forward to getting through the humdrum of their 9-to-5 strictly for meeting up with friends afterwards. So, in this time of social separation, let's remember unity. Let's have hope. Let's stick by the guidelines that are still being provided to us to avoid this second wave of pending doom of COVID-19 that may be crashing down upon us. So let's listen to the professionals, the nurses and the doctors out there, the politicians that are doing their best to keep us informed. Let's remember this. There's another great theme song. Yeah, by the Golden Girls. That's right. So I want to just thank you, the listener out there. I want to thank my friends. I want to thank my family. I just want to thank every one of you out there. Thank you for being a friend, because friendship and being with one another is what it's all about. Our unity is our strength. Diversity is our power, right? Alone we can do so little, but together we can do so much. You can go fancy and say, individually, we are but one drop. Together, we are an ocean. Or we can even go to the late, great Jean Béliveau, former captain of the Montreal Canadiens. Talent is a gift, but you can only succeed with hard work. There's a lot of hard work ahead, but if we remember how great things were, they can once again be that great. If that makes any sense, I don't know. I just want to lift everyone's spirits. In this serious time, I don't want to be griping about small issues. Everything seems so small. So let's think of things on a bigger scale. Again, let's be patient. Let's be kind. Let's be respectful. Let's love one another. And we're going to get through this together. Let's remember what it used to be. Hit my music.